Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Dean Foley is a wonderful, energetic young guy whose enthusiasm is contagious. Dean's a Kamilaroi man, originally from Gunnedah in New South Wales, now based in Brisbane. He's the founder of Bariyama, an Indigenous business accelerator. He's just had a summit for up-and-coming Indigenous entrepreneurs, young people, and he's taking them next month to America to meet some Native American entrepreneurs there, amongst other things. Well, Dean Foley, welcome to Open House.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on here and have the opportunity to speak about our programs and what we're doing.
Look, firstly, your own background is really interesting. You're in the Air Force. Talk about your experience in the Air Force.
Yeah, the Air Force is great. My grandfather fought in World War II and I was one of the rats of Tobruk and fought in numerous locations, and it's a great opportunity for me to give back and serve my country, and then also coming from a humble beginnings, you know, poor family. Growing up in rural New South Wales, I wasn't too aware of the many opportunities available, so it was great to get in the Air Force, do a bit of travel and learn about what I actually wanted to do in life.
Now, when you left the service, the forces, you became interested in the idea of entrepreneurship. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, when I was in the Air Force as an analyst, just working at my desk, a friend dropped a book on my desk about entrepreneurship, and I read it and got me really interested and intrigued about entrepreneurs like Richard Branson, who I believe are doing amazing work and really making a difference in the world. And then from there, it just inspired me to go out and learn about entrepreneurs and what it takes to run and grow businesses. So I ended up leaving my job, leaving Canberra and moving back up to sunny Brisbane.
Well, yes, I can understand why you moved from Canberra to Brisbane. Great move, Dean. What was it about entrepreneurship that really attracted you? I mean, you've mentioned Richard Branson and people think, well, the guy's rich. But what you said was making a difference in the world. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, making a difference. So I grew up within the Aboriginal community in Gunnedah, New South Wales, and that's where my heritage is from, Kamilaroi. And growing up there, even though, you know, we didn't have much communities, you know, everything and giving back. So yeah, once I learned about entrepreneurship and then, you know, if you become successful in business, you know, which is its own challenge, but if successful, you know, you'll be in a position to give back and help others. And just reading about, you know, all the stuff Richard Branson's doing with his, like, social ventures and also with his other ventures that are trying to take humanity to a different level, like space and that kind of stuff. It just really got me interested to go and find out what it takes. So hopefully be in that position to give back in the future.
And have you done, so you've done some university study on the subject?
Yeah, yeah, lots of referencing, which is good fun. I guess it was an opportunity just to learn about what it takes. So I've basically finished Master in Business at Queensland University of Technology. I've done half my MBA at Griffith and currently studying in international development at RMIT. But like for me personally, like university is great, opportunity to learn. But I think, you know, when you're out in the real world implementing stuff, like that's 100 times better.
Our guest on Open House is Dean Foley, and I'm just enjoying getting to know Dean. He's the founder of Bariyama. Now, you said to me earlier that there are lots of ways of pronouncing that, so, you know, good luck with that one. What does Bariyama mean?
Yeah, so it means black swan. So
black what did you say?
Black swan.
Black swan. I love that.
It's amazing, you know, species, amazing bird, creature, and it's really inspiring to just hearing about, you know, the backstory of the black swan itself. And Europeans, when they came over here, they only knew of a white swan because black swans are native to America.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they came over there, they were like, there's actually a black swan. And to me, when I left the Air Force, which was a totally different world, and I started getting involved with the business world, you know, talking about Indigenous entrepreneurs, some of the people, you know, in high places, they're like, they just got no comprehension of Indigenous entrepreneurs or entrepreneurship. Yeah, they're like, we don't, there's no successful Indigenous people. And I've heard that comment a few times. And so that was, you know, kind of disheartening. But I guess that the black swan for us symbolizes Indigenous entrepreneurs who are doing a lot of amazing stuff in their communities, you know, creating jobs and that kind of stuff. And And then hopefully, you know, one day we can show the world that, hey, you know, we do exist like the black swan, and we can build successful businesses just like anybody else.
That's absolutely fantastic. Look, I'm reminded that when white people came here, they saw, if they'd only realised it, they saw technologies that were tens of thousands of years in the making. Amazing tools for fishing and for hunting and all of the various things, you know, and some of them they, you know, we learned from, I guess. My mob learned from your mob. But there are a lot of things we didn't learn, we should have learned. What does entrepreneurship look like in the Aboriginal community?
Yeah, well, I guess it's... In that, some aspects, it's different to each community. I mean, there are hundreds of different communities. But from the ones that I work with, it's more focused around, you know, sustainability and community. Entrepreneurship business, obviously, keep the community sustainable, whereas a lot of, like, I've been in startups that has raised, you know, $5 million and hang around venture capitalists and all that kind of stuff. And entrepreneurship, the non-Indigenous entrepreneurship is very, you know, make money, very cutthroat, you know, do whatever it takes for the profit. And, you know, that's completely different to the Indigenous entrepreneurship.
Gosh, that's interesting. And that does, so is that being born out of this very deep, rich history and tradition and sense of belonging and family?
Massively. And I mean, there's so many examples. I was doing a course online recently, and there was an Oxford University professor who was talking about scales of economy or violence in economies and, you know, how communities are developed in Europe. Mm. And he said one interesting thing about Indigenous communities where he's like, you know, the reason Indigenous communities didn't develop because obviously they were very, he reckons, you know, they're very tribal and, you know, if they had a dispute, they kind of, you know, they've had massive land space so they can just move away. When in fact that wasn't true because, like I was going back to, you know, Indigenous communities were very advanced around communities, you know, how they dealt with each other and build each other up.
I think what you're saying there reminds me that there's a European view that came to Australia with the first fleet, and it was named Terra Nullius, which is a dreadful, dreadful thing. I mean, there are no people here, which is simply not true. And what does that say about their understanding? Well, we know, anyway, we know about that. That was awful, and we're moving on. But if you're hearing that same thing from Europe, from in your readings from European entrepreneurs, it just shows how little they've learned. But yes, you're quite right. The Aboriginal communities had very sophisticated political and clanship systems and diplomatic systems for getting on with other tribes. We can learn so much. And what you're doing in this conversation is redefining what entrepreneurship means.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to. And I think, you know, the rest of the world, if I can kind of be controversial, is, you know, catching up now, you know, because people are starting to realise, you know, we can't just dig big and big holes in the earth and, you know, pumping out carbon dioxide. We have to actually keep things sustainable. And all that stuff is, you know, what Indigenous Australians are doing for, you know, tens of thousands of years. And I know some people get upset with that because they're like, oh, you know, is it 60, is it 50,000 years? Or if you know, people need, this is where people need to educate themselves, because when the British came over here, obviously they said, you know, there's nobody here, you know, we're taking over, you know, and that stuff happened. But also the archaeologists, Australian archaeologists in the early days, kept those views that Indigenous people were, you know, inferior, there was nothing good about them. So they went overseas to study archaeology. So it's only, you know, these recent studies where they're looking into the ground that they're like, Indigenous people have been here for tens of thousands of years, and that's why the dates, you know, keep changing, because they're still finding stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Our guest is Dean Foley. He's the founder of Barryama, which is Australia's Indigenous Business Accelerator. Now, we want to talk to you particularly this week because you've just had a summit for young people, and you're teaching entrepreneurship to young Indigenous people. Talk to me about their energy and their concerns. What are they worried about? What are they passionate about?
One thing that stood out was community. Again, like, you know, they wanted to learn about entrepreneurship, technology, all the opportunities available. So obviously they can be in a position, be successful, be in a position to give back to the community. So the foundation of the event turned out to be, you know, community, how can we know better ourselves and be in a position to give back. But the other side of it was discussing all the opportunities in technology. We had one speaker there, Taminya Pitt, who's done a couple of Google internships down in Sydney and worked on a few interesting applications, apps herself, which was cool. And then we had some hardcore up-and-coming Indigenous entrepreneurs talking about, you know, where they've come from, what they're doing, and all the possibilities to run their own businesses.
Mm. What are the barriers that stand in their way?
You know, this entrepreneurship creates many barriers in that, but as Indigenous people, you know, through everything, you know, colonization, everything that's happened, a lot of them come from families that don't have any money. So one of the challenges is that intergenerational wealth. Like, you know, I've got rich friends, and they've got parents, you know, worked hard and and be in a position now to give them money where they can buy their houses and that kind of stuff. Mm. And in Indigenous people, you know, we don't have that luxury because all of our land was taken away and we don't have any assets. So, you know, that's one of the biggest challenges, just trying to overcome those capital barriers, you know, to get loans, house loans, or have a bit of money to start their own businesses.
Mm. Wow. Well, I'm really glad that you're doing something about it, and I've enjoyed this conversation very much. Dean, thanks. We'll have you back sometime.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and it was a great opportunity. Thanks.
Dean Foley from Barriyama. Didn't you love that story about the black swans? I mean, that's just such a such an iconic idea about the way that some people have regarded Aboriginal people. And his story that he hears people saying, well, Aboriginal people are never successful. Well, maybe they're successful in ways that you're not recognising, if that's what you think. And when we arrived here, when white people arrived here, then there was lots of technology around them they didn't really understand to be technology. Medicine as well, so many other things. But I just love the idea that amongst Indigenous young entrepreneurs, their concerns are more about community, they're more about the land, you know, the environment, than they are about actually, you know, getting rich. Very interesting contribution being made by Dean and his group.
And they're on.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.